There's an overlooked challenge facing schools around Wisconsin and nationwide: student turnover. A large number of kids switch from one school to another from year to year, or even during a school year. That can cause difficulties for the kids and the learning environment. But there's not a lot of tracking done by states, and even when there is data, it can be hard to find, even harder to compare. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel education reporter Aaron Richards is looking at the issue of student churn in an ongoing investigative report. Aaron, good to have you back with us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Also with us is Bernadette Thompson. She's a grandmother who switched her grandson into a new school this year in the Milwaukee public school system. Bernadette, thank you so much for taking some time to be with us today.
Not a problem. It is my joy.
And Aaron, let's start with you. In the second installment in your series, you look at why it's so hard to keep track of student turnover. A lot of places don't keep data on this.
Yeah, we found that when we surveyed all 50 states, we found about half of state education departments don't even track or at least publicly report the rates of students who churn through certain schools. And that can make it really hard to compare. You know, if you've got two low-performing schools and one has a lot of kids coming in and out the door and the other one's pretty stable, you might want to look at those schools differently if you're looking at different reforms or different things to provide them with to improve. So we just found that, you know, this issue is hard to track because kids move and you have to have data systems that are sophisticated enough to follow them. But what we found is that just a lot of people don't even define movement, mid-year moves or moving over the summer, in the same way. So a lot of kids just aren't tracked, and as a result, a lot of people don't know very much about this issue.
Now, it's interesting. This is a problem where the cause is it's not anybody doing anything wrong. It's parents making rational decisions at schools doing the best they can, right? There's not like a bad guy in some ways.
No, there's really nobody to point the finger at. And as Bernadette will explain later, you know, parents switch their kids into new schools for all kinds of reasons. And sometimes it's economic instability and people are reacting because they don't like a school or they don't like people at a school. But sometimes people need to make a new choice or need to make a switch for other reasons. Maybe someone got a new job or they're moving to a new city. And the problem is, a switch looks like a switch unless you dig into the reasons why that switch is happening. And most importantly, what kind of supports are there for parents and new kids coming into schools, and what supports are there for teachers and staff who are often getting a lot of new kids all at once.
Let's turn to Bernadette Thompson now. She's a grandmother who switched her grandson into a new school in the Milwaukee system. Bernadette, tell us how you came to be looking for a place, a school, to put your grandson, Drayden, into.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was a last-minute decision. My daughter had a job transfer to Phoenix, Arizona, and during this time, she was trying to find residency, which is kind of hard because she's coming from one state to the other. So as time moved on and the school year was starting to start, I'm like, what you going to do? And she said, Mom, I don't have nowhere to stay. So it was like that Thursday before school started, I called up to Mapletree because my grandson, who's 21 years, he went there when we first moved over here in this area. And he went there to kindergarten and first grade. So I said, well, it's right around the corner. It's 5 minutes away from the house. I'll try there. So when I called up to the school, they said, well, because your situation is so different, you have to go down to the school board. So I ran down to the school board, and I explained my situation, and they were so helpful. I mean, when I walked out of there, I was just thanking God. And so to make sure that he was registered, I went to the school, and they had him in the computer, and I was going to see if there was any paperwork or anything that I needed before he started, like, that Tuesday. So, you know, it all really worked out for me, but it was something that took place within a matter of a few days that I had to take him from. He was going to school at Blessed Savior, and when I had called them, they said they didn't have any room available. So now I had to really get, you know, put my sneakers on and start, you know, getting ready to get him into the school year because time was of the essence.
Well, you got it. You made it happen. And now how is it for Drayden? He's, like a lot of kids are finding out, he went from one school to another school in a new school year. What's that like for him with friends, new teachers, new principals, all that?
Well, you know what? A lot of times we as parents, you know, when we have to drop our kids off, you know, we have our pajamas on and we drop them off and go. For some odd reason, that morning they said, put your clothes on. And at the time I went, I didn't realize that they were having this big celebration. You know, everybody from the school board came down. They had a band and stuff. It was exciting. It was exciting for him. And, you know, everybody was meet and greeting, and, you know, he got to meet his teacher. Everybody was so helpful. And he was very elated. So when he went to stand with his school, I mean his grade, a few guys, a young man were there. And so I was walking around, you know, seeing what was going on. And then there were some people there that I knew. And when I walked back, he said, "Grandma, I already made a new friend. This is my friend." You know, and he was just elated. And I was glad to see that because I came from Chicago. And when we moved here, we couldn't get into the parochial school, so I had to go to a public school, which I had attended parochial school all my life. So it was devastating, especially coming to a whole new city, not knowing anybody. So I wanted to be there to support him, to let him know it was all right, this is new, it's exciting. They had so much to offer for the kids. And he was there, and he was elated to know that he can have sports and go here. I can't say enough for everything that the school had introduced to me that was offered to him.
That's great. So Bernadette, before I let you go, it sounds like the school really made an effort when they have this new kid, or I assume a bunch of new kids coming in, they make an effort to welcome them.
They did, because when I explained to them my situation, they said, "Don't worry, Ms. Thompson, we have it." You know, I gave them my name. I told them to call me 24 hours a day. And, you know, whenever I go up there, they're very kind. They know who I am. Very helpful. And, I mean, when you feel like it's part of a home, it just makes it easy for you as a parent to be supportive of the kid because you have the support of the school.
Well, Bernadette, thanks for sharing your story, and good luck to Drayden in this school year.
Okay, and thank you so much for calling.
So, Erin, Bernadette tells a pretty happy story. The school that her grandson went to, Maple Tree School, she says, is doing a lot to welcome new kids. That's not universal. Not every school has this on their radar, right?
No, and as a matter of fact, Bernadette and Drayden really lucked out because they entered Maple Tree, which just happened to be the school that was chosen as the celebration site for the first day of school. So the state superintendent was there, and marching bands were there, and people were cheering, and there was a red carpet, and there was all of this celebration that they just got lucky. They got into a school where there was this sort of welcoming party for everyone, and Drayden flowed right into that crowd. And I think that Bernadette's experience, you know, as she says, puts on her sneakers and runs to central office to make sure that her child is enrolled. This is a grandparent who cares deeply about her child, and there's lots of other parents in this city that do too. But I've been hanging out with other moms and dads who can't get to central office right away, or they just don't have the capacity to make sure all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and then they just kind of get lost in the system, and their kids do too, and they end up switching to some new place and nobody has a record of where they've been or what they've done so far. So I feel like Bernadette and Drayden really represent, you know, the way that this can work out really well for good reasons, but not everybody else is so lucky.
And as you were saying earlier, not every school, not every district, not every state is tracking this this issue of school turnover, school churn as an issue. So kids really might be off the radar.
Yeah. And even Wisconsin, which has gotten more attuned to this issue, they're now releasing the mobility rates for districts on these annual report cards that schools and districts get. But they don't have any plans to release rates that are school by school. And around the state right now, in part because of this series, a lot of folks are saying, well, you know, how we're in Green Bay. What is our mobility rate and what is it in each school? And, you know, we've provided that data, but it took us a year to figure it out. So I would hope that as a result of this, more, if not, you know, full-blown state education departments, then at least more individual districts will start to define this in a more uniform way and start to track where these kids are going.
As you told us last week, the Milwaukee average student turnover rate, 25%. That's considerably higher than the state as a whole. And some schools even higher. Maple Tree, for example, a 36% student turnover rate. Are you seeing awareness in these high turnover schools and districts that, hey, we have to do something. We have to do a little extra when we have this high turnover to get these new kids on board and you know, make the educational experience work for the kids who are staying here too?
Well, I hope that's where it's going. I haven't actually received a lot of response yet from Milwaukee Public Schools. You know, they have some of their own internal metrics on this. And I've heard from individual teachers who are saying, holy smokes, you know, we can see that our kids are coming and going, but we don't have data on where they're going to or where they're coming to us from. And I know one high school teacher who said, you know, I'd really like to know how, you know, the scores of these kids who stay versus the ones who are just in and out and with us for a short time. And the data system, either the data system or the rules regarding how they use the data system in Milwaukee Public Schools won't allow him to look at that data at a granular level as a teacher. So that was kind of frustrating for him.
Right. And to wrap up, as you look at different states, even when they track student turnover, they might define it in a different way. So you can't do an apples-to-apples comparison from one state to the next. Would you hope for, would you like to see some kind of national standard or states agree on a common standard so we can have a national picture of this?
I certainly think it would be helpful. A similar but different issue is chronic absenteeism, which is a really wonky way of just saying, you know, you didn't come to school. And they've started to define that as missing nationally. We've started to understand that as missing more than 15 days of the school year means that you're chronically absent. And so if we can come to sort of a general agreement about what that looks like, I think we could generally say, okay, between this fall goalpost and this spring goalpost, if you move around between that, you're a mobile kid. And this is how we're going to track it as a nation.
Aaron, thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks a lot.
Aaron Richards is an education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The second article in her series on school turnover is linked at WPR.org. We also talked to Bernadette Thompson, a grandmother who switched her grandson into a new school this year in Milwaukee Public Schools. Aaron is going to be with us at this time next week for more on the story, and you can weigh in on the Ideas Network comment line at 833-42-IDEAS. We want to hear about your experiences with student turnover. If you're a parent, have you had to move your child around to different schools? What's that been like for you and for them? If you're a teacher or an administrator, is this an issue in your classroom, your school, your district? How does it affect your work and your students' ability to learn? Leave a message at 833-42-IDEAS. That's 833-424-3327 and let us know.